A scorpion stung a man on his testicles while sleeping at a Las Vegas hotel. An Air Force employee shared classified information on a dating website. And annoying hospital beeps are causing hundreds of deaths per year. These are the weird stories for Wednesday on Weird AF News, the only daily weird news podcast in the universe. A man staying at a hotel in Las Vegas woke up to a scorpion sting on his testicles. This dude got the free scorpion upgrade in his hotel. Pretty sweet, bro. Well, you know, there's worse things to leave Vegas with, like chlamydia. You know? I mean, Vegas is known for the STDs. So in the whole grand scheme of Vegas escapades, this isn't so bad, being stung by a scorpion. This took place at the Venetian Resort Hotel and Casino. That's kind of a fancy place. Wonder what they're doing with scorpions in the hotel. You know, you hear stories about bed bugs in these hotels. You don't hear stories about scorpions in the hotels too often. We have here a California man who's seeking an attorney and is considering a lawsuit after he was stung in the testicular area by a scorpion that apparently crawled into bed with him at a luxury Las Vegas resort. And we have Michael Farchi, 61 years old. He woke up in his suite. Ooh, he was staying in a suite at the Venetian. He woke up to a searing pain in his groin area. And he rushed into the bathroom to figure out what was happening to his groin area, only to spot an orange scorpion clinging to the front of his boxer briefs. Oh, this scorpion really got him, didn't it? Get over here! Finish him! Anyone get that reference? It's an old Mortal Kombat video game reference. Yeah, these are the sorts of things I do on the Weird AF News podcast. And I wonder why I get the bad reviews. Okay. No, seriously, this guy got stung in the scrotum, stung in the genitalia. Is this the origin story of a superhero called Scrotum Man? Guys, let's start writing this story. I think it's got legs and pinchers. I think it's got legs and pinchers. Now, we have to come up with what sort of superpowers Scrotum Man would have. Do you think he beats the enemies with his scrotum? Maybe the scrotum acts as like a giant net and you throw it over your adversary and it catches them. There could be some other stuff involved that I can't say on this podcast. I'm trying to keep it family friendly for the most part, although I am doing a story about a scorpion stinging a man in his private parts. Anyways, back to the story. This poor man, Farchi, claims that he was stung in bed by the scorpion. His symptoms included, quote, a lot of pain. How surprising. He also said it felt like, quote, somebody stabbing me in the private area. It felt like a sharp glass or a sharp knife stabbing me in the private area. He also claims he was very shocked by what happened and that he, quote, couldn't believe it. Yeah, I'd imagine it's a lot of pain. I heard it's worse than a bee sting. I've been stabbed by many bees in my life, and it's not a pleasant experience. How was your weekend, dude? Well, I lost $1,000 of craps, but that wasn't the worst part. Man, you're not going to believe this. A little critter in my bed thought he'd sting me on the old marbles. Scorpion. This guy Farchi had the presence of mind to snap several photos of the scorpion hanging from his undies, which I'm sure the lawyers will find very useful in what will probably be a $1 million settlement. I saw a photo of this, and it's a bright orange scorpion. They come in many colors, these scorpions, I think. And I'd imagine there's levels of poison with each one. It sounds like he wasn't stung by the most deadly of scorpions that there are in the world. I'm going to guess they're in Australia, the most deadly scorpions. The most deadly everything is in Australia, except for people. The most deadly people are in Florida, as you know. It says here, Farchi went to the hospital to get treated for the sting. Nurse, quick, you need to suck out the venom. Now, suck it out. Sorry, I couldn't resist that joke. So he was treated at the hospital for the sting, which it says in severe cases, these scorpion stings can cause uncontrollable muscle movements, sweating, drooling, numbness, slurred speech, or even, sadly, death. Now, Farchi claims he's still experiencing these symptoms related to the incident over a month later. Do we believe him? It says here the Venetian comped Farchi's room for the night. But he claims hotel staffers were very unapologetic overall and extremely dismissive of the incident, and he checked out the next day. I mean, they should be more empathetic. Here you are staying at the Venetian, all right? You're having a great time in Vegas, and then you wake up with a scorpion between your legs. That would freak me out. Now, I'm wondering how ubiquitous scorpions are in Las Vegas. It is a desert environment, so you got to imagine scorpions are thriving out there. My friends live in a desert environment in Southern California, and they encounter scorpions all the time, and they get in their house sometimes too, which is pretty freaky. It's hard to imagine how a scorpion gets up into the Venetian, though. Maybe the scorpions goes by the name Trixie and hangs around hotel lobbies asking patrons if they, quote, want a party. Yeah. And Trixie claims, I stung him in the testicles as a favor. That's what I do. Here I am, sting you in the testicles. Here I am, sting you in the testicles. A U.S. military man shared some secrets on a dating site. An Air Force employee has been charged with sharing classified government information on a foreign dating website. Prosecutors say he sent very sensitive information about Russia's war in Ukraine to an individual who claimed to be a woman living in Ukraine. Oh, this dude should run for president. He's about as incompetent as the rest of them, it sounds. Prosecutors say 63-year-old David Franklin Slater. Slater. A retired Army Lieutenant Colonel. Lieutenant Colonel Slater, do you have the secret documents?
No, man. I gave them to a lady at the singles bar.
It says here, David Slater.
Army Lieutenant Colonel David Slater.
Held a very top secret security clearance at a U.S. Strategic Command. Sounds pretty important. It says here, David attended classified briefings on the war in Ukraine from February through April 2022, soon after Russia's invasion began. Mr. Slater then sent this classified information to somebody who claimed to be a woman living in Ukraine, according to the indictment. The two communicated via email and through the foreign dating website's online messaging platform. Slater was arrested over the weekend. Guys, it sounds to me like loneliness is a national security risk. Can we get these soldiers and retired soldiers some tickets to the brothel? See, this is why brothels can be functional in a culture. Now, I know it's a hot topic. People don't want to legalize that sort of activity in the States, although in some places it is legal. But you can imagine it serves a purpose. People are lonely, man. They just want a touch of a woman and they can't get it. So then they share top secret information to strangers who promise to touch them. It's all about being promised to be touched that makes you divulge classified information, as you can imagine. I'd love to know what her profile, the dating profile that he was, of the lady he was talking to. I like warm sheets fresh out of the dryer. I like hiking, brunch with the gals. I'm looking for a nice, funny gentleman with high-level security clearance. A man with some secrets. Oh, government secrets just turn me on. Hey, you want to role play with me? Yeah, I'll be a Russian spy and you're a naughty, naughty U.S. government man with all sorts of covert information that I'm looking to get my hands on, you know. This will be fun. Come on. You want to play with me? Now, this article has some detailed messages that were passed back and forth. Apparently what he thought was a woman, I'm just going to say the woman in the story, asked him, what is shown on the screens in the special room? It is very interesting, I'll bet. Okay. I mean, it's very clear what this person's after. Oh, sounds like you were in some top secret meetings. What goes on in those meetings in those special rooms? Sounds like it's pretty interesting. One of the messages says, you are my secret informant love. How were your meetings? Were they successful? What goes on in those meetings? I'll bet it's pretty interesting. You have a job in the operations center today? I remember. I'm sure there's a lot of interesting news there. Keep saying interesting. I'll bet there's some interesting stuff going on. Could you share it with me? That interesting stuff. Says, in response to these messages and inquiries, prosecutors say, Colonel Slater shared classified information about military targets in Russia's war against Ukraine and Russian military capabilities relating to the invasion. Of course. What a moron. This guy falls for... Oh, my sweet, sweet government informant. Oh, you turn me on when you give me those launch codes. Oh, sexy launch codes. They're so interesting. Says here, Lieutenant Colonel Slater faces one count of conspiracy to disclose national defense information, two counts of unauthorized disclosure of national defense information. If convicted on charges, he faces up to 30 years in prison and a fine of up to $750,000. Yeah, see, these idiots. From top to bottom, wherever you go, just morons. You think working in high levels of government, they're still not morons, but they are. They are. No brains. This is how you know there's no... At Area 51, we all think there's alien bodies and alien UFO crafts. There isn't. There isn't. You know why? Because people cannot keep secrets. That's why. Whenever you think there's this big thing going... No. It would have come out because these idiots cannot keep a secret. They will divulge anything if you offer to come over to their house and touch them. It's a fact.
Yay!
Annoying hospital beeps cause hundreds of deaths a year. Hospital workers hear up to 1,000 alarm noises per shift, and that sensory overload is costing hundreds of lives, they say. New research suggests there's a fix that could make a significant difference while also making key equipment far less annoying to those around it. Anyone who's been to a hospital, either as a patient or a visitor, knows how annoying those incessant beeping alarms can be on all of the equipment. Regardless of which area of the hospital you happen to be in, it's difficult to escape all that beeping noise. Beeping from IV pumps, patient monitors, ventilators, dialysis machines, other various alarms. The hospital is filled with these noises. While they convey important information about patient safety, healthcare professionals can be exposed to up to 1,000 alarms per shift. A study found that only 15% of all of these alarms in the critical care unit environment were actually clinically relevant. And this high number of false alarms can lead to something called alarm fatigue, desensitization caused by sensory overload that can lead to missed alarms. The U.S. FDA reported 566 alarm-related deaths between 2005 and 2010. Can we get a more current study? I mentioned this the other day on the show. I'm coming across these stories, and then they give you data. The data is over 10 years old. How is this useful? Thanks. Between 2005 and 2010. Appreciate that. Could you update it maybe? No, I believe you. I'm just saying, get some updated data. This is your job. The person's job is to acquire data. The US FDA, we got data. We use that data to make changes in our field of expertise. How about you get some data that's a little more current than 2010, 2005? Says here, the importance of clinical alarms to healthcare led to the introduction of global standards to ensure consistency between manufacturers of this equipment. Consequently, many alarms now sound exactly the same in terms of timbre, which is the character or quality of a sound, frequency, and tone. In a new study, researchers experimented with different musical sounds to see how hospital alarms could be improved. Now, they went deep with this study. They recruited 42 participants between the ages of 17 to 23 with normal hearing and presented them with six alarms, half in a timbre designed according to a standard alarm and half in a new timbre based on the sound of a xylophone. This percussive instrument was chosen because of its perceived pleasantness and ability to be heard among competing instruments. The researchers assessed participants' perceived annoyance with the different alarms and their ability to recognize such alarms. Says here, a simple substitution of some timbre dramatically reduced the perception of alarm annoyance. Okay, they got into the details. Basically, they're finding out which alarms are less annoying. They did a big study on it. Okay, so we're going to make some changes in the hospital environment because it's really the worst place. You can, a place where you're hurt, sick, and need rest above everything, you can't get any of this stuff. You can't get rest and relaxation in a hospital. Just all of those noises, and they come in and wake you every half an hour for some reason. I mean, imagine you're in the hospital for brain surgery, and then during recovery, they're like, okay, now you get some rest. Beep, 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 beep. I'll be in every 30 minutes to wake you up too, by the way. Beep, beep, beep. Nighty night. I mean, it's ridiculous. You can't get sleep in that place. I know some of these beeps are probably vital. They're extremely important. It means somebody is flatlining or something. But if everything is beeping, then nothing is beeping, okay? If everything's an alert, then consequently nothing is an alert. It all becomes noise. It says here they're looking into musical instrument sounds as a way to have a better informed alarm design, which can lead to improved patient monitoring care and safety. Yeah, use some musical instruments. Sure. Instead of the flatlining beep, how about an Eddie Van Halen guitar solo? Hello, everyone. Hi, my loyal listeners. Appreciate you spending some time with the Weird AF News podcast and yours truly, Jonesy. I want to give a shout out to Michael from Iowa City, who sent me a lovely letter that I got a few days ago, and I really love to get letters. It's very rare that you get a letter these days, so big shout out to Michael. We love him. His ongoing support for the Weird AF News podcast knows no bounds. If you guys ever want to send me a letter, just send me an email. I'll give you my address. I also got a nice email from Franklin Robinson, who says, hey, Jonesy, enjoying the hell out of your podcast here. It says, I smoke a spliff and listen to all three stories on the daily. And I ask myself, what did I just listen to? The absurdity of life is so meaningful at times. Blows my mind straight out of the water. Thanks for adding some levity to these dreary days. I may have been born on the wrong planet, but it's great to have a fellow traveler spewing the news. Good luck with your life, man. Franklin. Isn't that a lovely email? I really love that. Hey, you know, I feel like I was born on the wrong planet as well, Franklin Robinson. So we got a lot in common. But, you know, when you feel as though you've been born on the wrong planet, when you feel like you're an alien walking about, I think the only appropriate reaction to all of this weirdness and strangeness is to laugh at it. It's kind of one of the reasons why I do stand-up comedy and one of the reasons why I do this podcast. The only appropriate reaction is laughter. Anyways, shout out to Franklin, who also sent me a very weird article to cover for the show. You guys can email me anytime, funnyjones@gmail.com. If you'd like to call the show and leave a voicemail, it's 646-450-2012. And if you would like to support the show, go to weirdafnews.com, where you can buy me a coffee or make a PayPal donation, or you can join the Patreon as well. All right. Love you very much. See you tomorrow.